Now, here's a selection process that is, as for the Supreme Court, that's been roundly damned for decades now, perhaps longer. And yet, do you see any chance that it might be changed? No. And if not, why not?
I don't see any for the foreseeable future, and you will find even the candidates today for this upcoming election in the fall of 1990 saying this is an outmoded, unworkable, contradictory process. That I go one day to a political convention and the next day I'm a nonpartisan. I think both present candidates have said this. It just does not make sense. And Michigan is the only state that has this particular type of nomination process. Some states, Supreme Court justices, run on a partisan ticket. Some of them, they run on a truly nonpartisan ticket, just as Court of Appeals judges do in this state. Why won't it change, or why hasn't it changed? I think partly it's because both major political parties want to be able to say, well, we put or we have a member of our party on the Supreme Court. And so long as they've got this hold that new nominees for the Supreme Court have to be nominated at a partisan convention, they'll be able to do that. There have been some abortive attempts to do away with it, suggested changes that the legislature has talked about, but they've never gotten any place.